This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, the 12th of June 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm and pleasant evening across Israel. Tel Aviv enjoys mild temperatures, making it perfect for an evening stroll. In Jerusalem, it's slightly cooler, but still comfortable under the night sky. Haifa is experiencing similar conditions, with a light breeze. Here are today's headlines. First, Trump says the Iran war is over, but Tehran has yet to confirm a deal, reports Ynet just in. Also, earlier today, Prime Minister Netanyahu stated that Israel is not part of the Iran deal. The final agreement will address missiles and proxies, JNS reports. Also this hour, Trump called off strikes on Iran, hinting that an agreement might be signed this weekend in Europe, according to the Times of Israel. Separately, UK Jewish leaders demand answers after a Muslim police group paper labels Zionism as hatred. Forward reports from earlier today. And finally, Jack Gringlas shares his vision for Melbourne's Jewish Arts Quarter, emphasizing its role in preserving Jewish culture. Australian Jewish News reports this afternoon. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ynet Global highlighted Trump's statement that the Iran war is over, with Tehran yet to confirm any deal, posting just minutes ago. Iris, known for her commentary on Middle Eastern politics, questioned the repeated promises of imminent deals, writing on X just now. Open source intel noted that US officials have avoided striking Iranian infrastructure in recent days, posting just minutes ago. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Trump's announcement on the Iran war. Skepticism surrounds his statement as Tehran remains silent. Axios suggests a 60-day truce might be in the works, but the lack of confirmation from Iran leaves many questioning the validity of this claim. If true, a truce could ease regional tensions temporarily. Turning to Prime Minister Netanyahu's comments, he insists that Israel is not included in the Iran deal. He emphasized that any final agreement must address nuclear material removal and limit proxy influence. This stance underscores Israel's concern over regional security and its insistence on comprehensive terms. Meanwhile, Trump cancelled planned strikes on Iran. He hinted at a potential agreement signing in Europe this weekend. However, Iran claims no final decision has been made. This back and forth highlights the uncertainty surrounding future diplomatic engagements. In the UK, Jewish leaders are alarmed by a paper from a Muslim police group labeling Zionism as hatred. British Jewish groups have demanded explanations, highlighting concerns over rising anti-Semitic sentiment. This incident underscores ongoing tensions within the UK regarding religious and cultural identities. Finally, Jack Gringlas from Melbourne's Jewish Arts Quarter shared his vision for the space. He stressed its importance in preserving Jewish culture while encouraging broader community engagement. This initiative aims to strengthen cultural ties and provide a platform for Jewish arts. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel struck targets in Iran as a missile from Yemen triggered sirens across central Israel, reports CTEC from earlier today. The escalation has heightened regional tensions significantly. Separately, Prime Minister Netanyahu's proposal to cut VAT as part of election economics faces opposition. Globes reports that finance officials warned this could cost Israel 6 to 7 billion shekels annually in lost revenues. And finally, Ynet Business reports a surge in foreign currency demand in Israel. This follows the Bank of Israel's signal of a rate cut, prompting many Israelis to buy foreign currency amid favorable exchange rates. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 11 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.